The following week, the knot hole yielded a tarnished medal. Jim showed it to Atticus, who said it was the spelling medal, that before we were born, the Macomb County schools had spelling contests and awarded medals to the winners. Atticus said someone must have lost it, and had we asked around? Jim camel-kicked me when I tried to say where we had found it. Jim asked Atticus if he remembered anybody who ever won one, and Atticus said no. Our biggest prize appeared 4 days later. It was a pocket watch that wouldn't run on a chain with an aluminum knife. You reckon it's white gold, Jim? Don't know. I'll show it to Atticus. Atticus said it would probably be worth $10, knife, chain, and all, if it were new. Did you swap with somebody at school? He asked. Oh, no, sir. Jim pulled out his grandfather's watch that Atticus let him carry once a week if Jim were careful with it. On the days he carried the watch, Jim walked on eggs. Atticus, if it's all right with you, I'd rather have this one instead. Maybe I can fix it. When the new wore off his grandfather's watch, and carrying it became a day's burdensome task, Jim no longer felt the necessity of ascertaining the hour every 5 minutes. He did a fair job, only one spring and two tiny pieces left over, but the watch would not run. Oh, he sighed, it'll never go. Scout? Huh? You reckon we ought to write a letter to whoever's leaving us these things? That'd be right nice, Jim. We can thank them. What's wrong? Jim was holding his ears, shaking his head from side to side. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't know why, Scout. He looked toward the living room. I've got a good mind to tell Atticus. No, I reckon not. I'll tell him for you. No, don't do that, Scout. Scout? What? He had been on the verge of telling me something all evening. His face would brighten, and he would lean toward me. Then he would change his mind. He changed it again. Oh, nothing. Here, let's write a letter. I pushed a tablet and pencil under his nose. Okay. Dear Mr. How do you know it's a man? I bet it's Miss Maudie. Been betting that for a long time. Ah, Miss Maudie can't chew gum. Jim broke into a grin. You know, she can talk pretty sometimes. One time I asked her to have a chew and she said no thanks. That chewing gum cleaved to her palate and rendered her speechless, said Jim carefully. Doesn't that sound nice? Yeah, she can say nice things sometimes. She wouldn't have a watch and chain anyway. Dear sir, said Jim, we appreciate everything which you have put into the tree for us. Yours very truly, Jeremy Atticus Finch. He won't know who you are if you sign it like that, Jim. Jim erased his name and wrote, Jim Finch. I signed, Jean Louise Finch, Scout, beneath it. Jim put the note in an envelope.